Cape Talk, Fabulous Life.
Two parts to the Fabulous Life today. First, we're going to fill you in on the Cape Town Fringe Festival, which opens in just a couple of days. And then we'll be chatting to the Cape Cultural Collective about their upcoming celebrations of their 10th anniversary. First, though, it is a great pleasure to focus on Fringe here in Cape Town. You might recall just a couple of weeks ago, we had Laura Foote from the Baxter Theatre in studio talking to us about the amazing success of her teams at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, particularly the production of The Fall. And I'm going to say it again, if you haven't yet seen The Fall, please do so before it closes and moves on the 21st of September. It is now Cape Town's turn to embrace the concept of The Fringe, which is typically a festival characterized by smaller productions, mainly independent practitioners. They work in small and unconventional spaces as venues, and the capacity of those venues is stretched to the limit to try and cram as much in a day as possible, overall making it cheaper for everyone who participates and accessible to everyone. I think accessibility is a really important word when we talk about the Cape Town Fringe Festival. It opens on the Thursday, the 21st of September, so just a couple of days from now, running until the 8th of October, during which time it is going to showcase a staggering 104 productions at 13 different venues. And it's our pleasure to welcome executive producer Ashraf Jardine to the studio. Ashraf, great to have you with us.
Thanks so much, Pippa. Great to be here.
Remind me how long Cape Town Fringe has been running now.
This is the fourth edition of the Cape Town Fringe. So there have been three editions previously, all housed pretty much in the city, and we're changing it up this year. We're changing the format, and we're going all across the peninsula with a circuit of venues, 14 different venues, with the 104 productions running for 18 days.
It's from phenomenal. The 21st. 14 different venues all across the city. I mean, talk to us about where some of those spaces are.
So we have Makakanya Art Room, which is in Khayelitsha, which was actually a partner venue last year, and we just saw such great potential. And Mandisi is just such a phenomenal emerging leader with such great vision. We really want to partner with him, and he's got a very robust program there. Theatre Arts Admin Collective in Observatory, run by Caroline Corbin, is a wonderful space which has been going for 8 years, and it's just been really great to be able to embrace a venue like that and to bring it onto the circuit. Alma Cafe, what a wonderful music venue. We're back at the Alexander Bar. We have a pop-up fringe club. Do you want me to go through all 14? I'm gonna leave it to the program.
Absolutely. We don't have to mention, I'm so glad you mentioned Alma Cafe, which is down the road from me, and it's great to see our local venue included.
So Alma is our home for music, and we have probably the most robust music program we've been able to offer because we are partnering with Alma to be able to do that. Similarly, we have three different venues at UCT. So we have the largest lineup of dance that the Fringe has had in its four years, because we have access to a venue that can accommodate dance work. So it really is a very robust, very diverse, very exciting program of work with very different works emerging in all of the different spaces. A very exciting space for me as well is Jolly Cop, which is not very well known down in Retreat.
Yes.
They've programmed some of their own works. We're taking some works there. Again, it's a community I come from on the Cape Flats, and it's really wonderful to be able to take quality productions and quality work to people where they live.
We've spoken to Jolly Cop Market a couple of times in our events diary, so wonderful to hear that they're included. I mean, you've touched on the dance, and I just want to mention while we're talking about the dance element that one of the productions, we're going to be joined in studio this Wednesday by Indoni Dance, who are part of the dance program, so really looking forward to that tomorrow. The overall ethos of this festival is about taking the arts to the people where they are and giving access to everyone. Ashrafa, besides the physical move of spreading the venues throughout the city, how else are you making that possible?
So it's really also about making ticket prices affordable. What we've done this year is we've managed to, with the support of our sponsors, to waive registration fees, which has meant that we've really taken down the barriers for anybody who wants to participate. I mean, the curation process of this festival is a kind of curious non-curation process. We've tried to adopt the kind of model that we have in Grahamstown. If people are interested and they could get themselves here and we could match them to a venue, they are on the program. Sadly, though, we only have about a third of all of the submissions that we've been able to program, but that's really just got to do with capacity, available resources, the budgets, the venues that we could acquire. So really what we've done is a kind of means matching. So there's been no assessment of this work is better than that work. Anybody who wants to put something up, anybody who put their hand up and wants to step into the room, we've tried to accommodate them. And that for me is the spirit and the ethos of Fringe. I mean, Edinburgh Festival is, if you can find a space at Edinburgh, you're on the program. Similarly in Grahamstown, if you can pay the registration fee and find your way there, you're on the program. And that's really the inclusivity and the access that that underpins the ethos of Fringe, for me anyway.
Yeah. I think a lot of people, when they think of Fringe, they think edgy productions, things that push the envelope a bit, that are prepared to go into places that some mainstream theatres won't go. Have you got productions that meet that brief?
Absolutely. As part of and I think the nature of space really dictates the kind of work that can happen. I mean, Makakani Art Room, really, it just is a shack. And it is a wonderful vision to think that you can make theatre anywhere, and what Mandisi's done, and Caroline Corbin thinking of rethinking a religious site, a church, into a performance space. It's just a wonderful thing. And because I believe the big established venues with the Pros Arch, with the Fourth Wall, kind of dictates a very specific kind of work. Mm. And I think that the work here, you'll see a very robust lineup of comedy. And I think it's, again, one of the strongest strains of comedy that we've had. And comedy has shown to be a great speaker of truth to power at the moment. So, and it's interesting that there's such a gravitation of comedy towards fringe spaces. And for me, it is very much about the space. It's about the uncharted territories, both in terms of content and in terms of space. Mm. I mean, how often? I've never been to theatre in Khayelitsha or Nyanga. It will be my first. But I know that these are communities that are alive and robust and presenting that kind of work. And what we're doing is we're also just trying to peel open the barriers between these different artificial boundaries across the city. It is one city. It is one people making one thing, art, for everyone.
I love that idea of peeling away the barriers bit by bit. I mean, of the 104 productions, I know it's virtually impossible to ask you to pick out a highlight or two, but I'm going to anyway ask you, if you want to say something that's just on the tip of your mind right now, you must not miss what?
You cannot miss Naomi van Niekerk's Alchemy of Words, which is doing a national tour. It premiered in Grahamstown. We're very fortunate to be able to include the work in the program. It only has two performances at Theatre Arts Admin, definitely not to be missed. Boy in Tulikazi is the Baxter Theatre's Zabalaza winner for this year. What a wonderful opportunity to be able to give that work more life.
Yeah,
it's going to be playing, I think, at the Bindery, and I forget what the second space is, but we have it playing at two different venues. And then we also have Benjamin Jefter presenting Standard Bank Jazz, to have a Standard Bank young artist on the program. Wow, what a privilege. Not only for the festival, but also for our audiences, to be able to offer them work of that quality. So we have a full range. I mean, Jackson Gina on the tip of my tongue. I'm not going to go on because
we have to wrap up in any case, but I do want to squeeze in a question that's coming from Sue on our SMS line, asking where the children's theatre is included.
Absolutely. We have a very strong program of children's theatre, especially at the Jolly Carp. Every Saturday there'll be children's theatre. We have a full program of children's theatre at Itembela Bantu in Philippi. So a very strong program I would say probably a half a dozen works.
Fantastic.
Across a range of venues.
Ashraf, where do we get tickets? And I know they're going to differ in price from venue to venue and production to production, but can you give us a ballpark figure of the price range?
So they range literally from 10 Rand to 120 Rand, depending on it. And they tend to be more sort of sitting in the middle. And tickets, the easiest way to get tickets is via the Cape Town Fringe app, which you can download, or go to the Cape Town Fringe website, which is capetownfringe.co.za.
Executive producer Ashraf Jardine. It opens on Thursday, the 21st of September, runs until the 8th of October. There is something for everybody on this lineup. Please don't miss the opportunity to enjoy fantastic local productions right here in your city. Thanks for being with us, Ashraf.
Thanks so much, Bubba.